Recent events in the Middle East may mean that the region, after years of conflict, could be heading towards a period of persistent crises. Most of what is likely to happen to the region is because of the upheaval in Syria in December 2024, which saw the exit of President Bashar al-Assad, who had ruled the country for 24 years. One of the most telling accounts of life after Bashar is given an article by Zaina Erhaim, a Syrian journalist. Had Syria not fallen apart, the region could have headed towards sustainable peace and stability. This had become possible because of the conclusions reached by the region's two major powers, Iran and Israel. The Jewish state agreed to cease operations aimed at destroying the capability of the Iran-aided militias to inflict pain and damage on its side of the border with Lebanon. Israel's response to the October 7, 2023 attack on its territory was a vicious campaign against what it saw as Hamas strongholds in the narrow Gaza Strip. Close to 40,000 people were killed by the Israeli operations, most of them women and children. In September 2023, Tor Wendland, the top United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process, left a meeting with Hamas leaders in Gaza, thinking that he had helped avert a major escalation of the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinian militia. But, according to Patrick Kingsley, reporting for The New York Times, Hamas had bluffed Mr. Wendland along with the senior Israeli leadership and much of the international community. Days later, on October 7, 2023, the group's fighters entered Israel, setting off the deadliest year in history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The assault on Israel was carried out by Hamas, one of several Iran-assisted militias in the region of Middle East. The Israelis decided to go after the militias that were planning to attack the Jewish state. A series of operations were carried out by Israel to reduce the capability of Hezbollah to function as the most potent part of what Tehran called the axis of resistance. Israel's operations established its technological capacity along with its military power, using its intelligence to locate Hassan Nasrallah, the Lebanon-based head of Hezbollah. Israel killed him by a missile fired from one of its warplanes. Earlier, the Israeli intelligence had managed to place small explosive devices used by the militia personnel as pagers and mobile phones. These were used by Hezbollah fighters to communicate with one another. Thus weakened, the militia was ready to conclude a peace agreement with Israel with the approval of Iran. The agreement was signed on November 27, 2024. A day before, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, boasted in a triumphal statement that his country had killed thousands of Hezbollah fighters and pushed them decades back, and in assassinating Nasrallah, it had eliminated the axis of the axis.